Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
It's time for testimonies, amen! I want us to welcome Arthur to give us his testimony. Please help me welcome Arthur to give us his testimony.
Amen. Amen. It's been a wonderful privilege being here. I believe this is a very grand stage, so it's a great opportunity. People believe that I laugh about serious issues. Not because I just laugh about it, but it's like when you reach a point where you look in the sky and you have no answer, you learn to laugh. Yeah. My name is Arthur, and when I was growing up, I felt into a great depression. I'm coupled by fear and coupled by doubt. And I didn't understand the Bible for myself. I came from a great Christian home. My dad is a Bible translator. And I'm surrounded by a host, so it's easy for me to flow. But then it was very difficult for me to now know Jesus for myself. So throughout all the courses, I had doubts about Christianity and why Jesus is the Son of God, why God exists. So many questions I couldn't answer for myself. So it was daunting on my academics per se. But surprisingly, I ended up being the best student without even learning. And I was surprised it was surprising. God had mercy on me throughout all those difficult times. But then it reached a point as I came to school. I ended up being in a room. And my roommate was a philosopher. A very great one. Yeah. Self-proclaimed. Yeah. A very great one. Yeah. And I had three other roommates who were... So one was a Muslim fanatic. The other one was a self-proclaimed scholar. He was charged up. Yeah. And so you could see that the only safest place I had was the church. Yeah. I wake up in the morning, I thought I was in a shrine or something. Like you could hear Arabian songs everywhere. And it was wonderful. But throughout all those times, I remember I needed an answer. I needed to know Jesus for myself. I walked throughout campus like I was so depressed. And then I met a guy called Evans at Pent. And when he was coming home, I was with my boys, so they locked the door and said, the church people, they come. Chalemu could lock the door. So they locked the door, and then as they, you know, you can never stop a first lover. He will always come in. Yeah. So as they came in, I ran to him and said, man, I need an answer, okay? I want somebody to help me know Jesus. And then following up, I met Pastor Paul. He always encouraged me, do your quiet time, do this. Many are called. You are called. Don't worry, you are called. God has chosen you some. Yeah. So... I ended up having to follow him because he was my shepherd. He was all I have. It's like he's the answer. So he would tell me, wow, Bishop Dag has a great ministry and we are the shepherd, so we should work and establish him. I was like, yeah, I'm following him. So throughout all the courses of those times, I remember we had the TIFF prayer meeting and the prayer was, we are praying to know Jesus. We are praying. I remember as I knelt down, I felt somebody standing by me and touching me. And that was the first time I understood the scripture, Psalm 2. That was the first thing I was able to understand in the Bible. The Bible came alive to me. Like somebody had just opened it and was teaching me the word. And the first message I used to listen, he gave me the first messenger. That was why Jesus is the Son of God by our daddy, Bishop Dag. I listened to that message every time. I didn't understand anything. But I would listen. Until I came to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And it's been a wonderful testimony throughout this time. I'm establishing, I've moved from his church. I'm now working to win more souls in another branch. And it's been a wonderful grace. We are working and experiencing all that he's been telling us. And I thank God. And just as worship sir said, they said, I was there when his love came down. And I believe I'm a witness. Thank you.
Oh,
Why don't you give the Lord a shout for a powerful testimony? We have another testimony. Let's welcome Solomon to give us his testimony. Please help me welcome Solomon. Oh, please encourage him as he comes to the stage.
Hallelujah. I'm Solomon Odame from Sabanesi, Anasha. My testimony is about daddy's messages. Actually, I work in a shop, and immediately I get to the shop, I start playing messages, and they will say, "Aha, waba, divya, waba, no, waba, messages." But amazingly, when people say sales are down, my sales is going up. Amazingly, old man comes to the shop to ask me for advice, and even a pastor came to the shop and asked, he was talking about some four of his boys who were no good, and immediately 10 times came into my head, and I told him to read Daniel 1:17, where God gave the boys made the boys 10 times better. And he shouted, "Hey, this is also in the Bible." But I say, "Are you a pastor? You should know this." So things were going well, and one day a lady came to the shop, and the place was quiet, and said, "Ah, are you not playing messages today?" I said, "Oh, I've been busy." He said, "Oh, you don't know the reason why I come to the shop. I come to this shop because I always hear a message here, and it always advises me." And so many of the customers, sometimes I randomly ask them why they come to the shop, and one told me, "I always hear godly messages here. There's always a message going on, and I wonder when I come here and there's no message, then you are not in the shop. Because immediately I know you are in the shop, there should be a message running." So my boss always comes to the shop and he sees sales are going up. He says, "Ah, today I learned market wasn't good." And I said, "Not in my shop." Anytime anybody complains about sales going down, I tell them, for me, God is giving me what I deserve. And I believe it's because of the messages that I'm playing in the shop. It's influencing people. It's influencing my life. And I've become like a counselor. God bless you, Daddy, for all the messages in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Hallelujah. There are more people outside, so we want to move some people onto the stage. So please, all those, we can move forward. Let's all move forward. Please, all those at the back, kindly come to the stage. If you are standing at the back, please come to the stage. Ushers, please help all those at the back to come to the stage. Please hurry up, kindly come to the stage. Ushers, please help them to come to the stage very quickly. Please, we need more chairs on the stage. We need more chairs. Please help them. Please keep coming to the stage. There are more seats on the stage. Please help the people come to the stage. Pastor Paul, can you please? There are more. More people on the stage, please. Amen. Amen. We have a powerful ministration. Are you excited? Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome LB Idol.
Jesus prayed three times in the garden. If it be your will, O Lord, let this cup pass over me. But he said, nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. Yeah. Lord, I will accept your perfect will for my life today. Yeah. You hold my destiny. You have a purpose for me. And you have a plan for me. I want to follow your will. I love your perfect will. I love the choice you make for me. I just love the mystery of your will. Just take my hand and walk with me. Hey, Lord, I trust in your will. I believe in your word. I'll go all the way. Yeah. Lord, I will accept your perfect will for my life today. You hold my destiny, and you have a purpose for me, yeah. And you have a plan for me. Oh, I want to follow your will. Every day, every night, when I'm down on my knees, praying here that your will may be done. And your purpose fulfilled in my life. I will follow where you go. I'll follow. I will do what you say. I'll follow. I will listen to your voice. I'll follow. Forever, 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 forever. And I'm glad to follow you. You hold my destiny, and you have a purpose for me, yes. You have a plan for me, oh Lord. I want to follow your will. You hold my destiny, you have a purpose for me, the Lord. You have a plan for me. Yeah, I want to follow your will. Say, it's alright, I'll do what you say. It's alright, I'll follow your will, Lord. It's alright, I'll do what you say. It's alright, I'll follow you, follow your will. It's alright, I'll do what you say. Yeah, it's alright, I'll follow your will, Lord. Alright, I'll do whatever you say. Alright, I'll follow you all the way. We're standing for the Lord, never going back again to the world and evil ways. And here we stand, we're fighting for the Lord. We will fight a good to stay in the will of the Lord, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, ooh, the powers of this world. talk to you. I wanna tell you what I've been going through. I think I have a problem, and you may have it too. There's a guy who's chasing. He keeps chasing me. He keeps calling and talking. I don't know what to do. He says, baby, I love you. I wanna be with you. I like to hear it. I love it when I hear I love you. I love to hear it. I love it when I hear I miss you. You see, you love to hear it too. You love it when you hear I want you. But I've been thinking. About what I'm going through. I think I'm falling in love with this guy. He says I wanna love you, and I wanna be with you. We'll sleep together all night long. I feel your arms all over and give you all my love. I said, hey, wow, 'cause I really didn't know what to say. It set me thinking, oh, thinking to myself, is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? So I went to my pastor and told him everything. 'Cause of the way I was feeling deep down in my heart, I was falling. But my pastor said to me, if he loves you, he will not sleep with you. No, but he will love you and treat you right. 'Cause love is patient, you know that. And love is kind. And if he loves you, really loves you, he will wait for you until you marry. And he can have his way. Today I'm happy. Yes, I'm happy that I asked the question, is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Oh, is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? So friends, I wanna tell you what you need to do. Don't follow your feelings and the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh, guys, and the pride of life, but love with action, real action, indeed and in truth. And always ask the question. You want to know the question? Ask, what kind of love is this? Hey, is it real? Is it love? Is it real? Is it love that I'm feeling? Oh, is it real? Is it love? Is it real? Is it love that I'm feeling? Oh, 'cause Jesus love, Jesus love, Jesus love is the love that you need. Oh, Jesus love, Jesus love, Jesus love is the love that you need. And greater love, greater love hath no man than this. Oh, greater love, greater love hath no man than this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Help me say it's this love, 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 love that I'm feeling. Is it love? Is this love, 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 love that I'm feeling?
For so long we've been together, oh, I won't be seeing you anymore. Oh no, I can't help crying as I speak. I've been crying all week long. It's time for me to take my cross and follow Jesus every day. Cause I have found a greater love. Yes, the love of Jesus is so real. Yes, it is. Can't deny that I loved you. Ooh, James, I can't deny you made me happy. Yes, you did. You made me laugh, you made me cry. I just loved it being with you. Oh, yes, I did. And though I feel drawn to you, I want to follow the Lord from now. Yes, I do. Hey, it breaks my heart to say goodbye, my James. Oh, let's just quit and say goodbye. By the way, before you go, James, let me make one thing very clear. You will not find me in those places. No, 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 no. All those places where we went. If you're looking out for me, you will find me in the church. Yes, you will. That's what it means to be born again. I found a greater love. Yes, I have. I'll be praying hard for you. Yes, I will. Bye bye, James. Goodbye, James. I said, I'll be praying hard for you. James, goodbye James, no more James, it's over James, I'll be praying hard for you, yes I will, bye 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 bye, I'll be praying, oh,
of you are saying hi to James. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time for my favorite part of the service. Amen. I remember 4 years ago, Daddy came to Lagos to start the First Love Church. 4 years ago, and we're a very small congregation. We're in Lagos Hall Chapel. But by daddy coming to Lagos to start the church, the church has never been the same again. And today, daddy is back to his first love. So if you're excited, make some noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dagger and Mills.
I see the light. Oh, I see the light. The Lord has given for you and me. So we can see. Oh, I see the light. The Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. I see the light. The Lord has given for you and me. So we can see.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for guiding us, bringing us here. We are grateful, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thanks for your power, your presence for us in this time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. You can have some more people in front. You don't have chairs. Quickly. I don't like people outside. We have two more rows here. All the way to the front, please. One, two. Turn with me to Genesis 28. Genesis 28. All right. Now, I've been sharing about he that had. And there are two groups of people in the world, he that has and he that has not. And you are joining the he that has group. Whatever has kept you in the he that has not up till today, that thing is dying now. In Jesus' name. Please sit down. There are people still coming in. I need all of that. There's more space here. I have space. Or you don't have chairs. Follow my instructions very quickly with intelligence. Working. Right. Genesis 28. Now, there are characteristics of people who have and people who have not. Have some particular characteristics. Right? Now, those of you who have not traveled in Africa, you may think that Africa is different in different countries. But most places in Ghana, if you took a picture and you went to another country, you'll be able, in Africa, you'll be able to find a similar place. Yeah. If you take certain pictures of certain street roads in Accra, and you take the same type of picture in Lagos, it looks almost the same. If you know Nigeria and Ghana, you just have to do something like this. And you cannot know the country you are in if you've been around. So, he that has and he that has not have certain things they always do that always leads them to the same condition. Do you understand? Yes. And Africa is he that has not compared with the rest of the world. It's the only part of the world which has become poorer over the last 30 years. As against the rest of the world, which has become richer in the last 30 years. So, there are particular things we do that give a particular picture all the time. And God is giving you the wisdom so that as a Christian, as a born-again Christian, you can come out of every trend that is negative. I see you coming out of negative trends. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, there are many different things that people who have. The world is divided into two, he that has and he that has not. There are many different things they do. And that is why it took me a whole book to write, even that is just part of the revelation. So, but one of the things, which is what I want to share a bit about, and I wish I could go on, do you see, especially to the part which talks about monkeys. There's a section of my book which talks about monkeys. I want to share with you research that has been done about monkeys that makes monkeys different from human beings. And you find that he that has not follows certain pictures and certain patterns which are unfortunate. Yes. I was shocked the day that I watched it on a documentary. I was just watching the comparison between a human child of 3 years and a chimpanzee of 3 years. Put the two together and gave them things to do, experiments. And the differences, very small, but lead to the big differences between human beings and monkeys. Yeah. You'll never be like a monkey. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I pray that I can go very quickly. How many want to know the difference between human beings and monkeys? Yes. God has made us above all animals. All animals are below us. Why should we take on certain characteristics? Yes. Let me just tell you one. Monkeys cannot gather themselves into a group for a lesson, like to teach. You never find a group of monkeys together, being gathered together with a lecturer, teaching them something. That's one difference. You will never be a monkey in Jesus' name. So that means you can be gathered together. If nobody can bring you to sit down, to listen to something, then you are exhibiting some traits. That is why they are so different from us. A senior monkey who has been alive for a long time and has escaped many lions and leopards, you know, leopards climb trees as well, has not got the opportunity to meet junior new coming chimpanzees to explain to them the dangers and teach them. No, it will never happen. You are higher than a chimpanzee. So the fact that you can be brought into this room to listen to an older person telling you something, it shows that you are different from a monkey. Yeah. But anyway, that's not the message for today. We'll get to the monkeys. There are many monkey things that you are escaping from today. Genesis 28. He that has more because he recognizes the place where God has chosen to bless him. There are places and there are places. Not everywhere is the same. Genesis 28 verse 16. Jacob awoke out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. All right? So, the Bible says that Jacob slept. When he woke up, he had a dream and all that. And then he said, the Lord was here in this particular place. So God is everywhere, but in another sense, God is in some places as far as you are concerned. So you will find God in certain places that you will not find him in. Now, one of the only reasons I can say for you to ever visit Israel is to know the different names of the different places. Because when you are a Christian, you read the Bible, you hear the word Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethel, Judea, Jericho, Samaria, etc. But so you don't know the different places that there are. But Jesus was operating in Galilee, which is like Cape Coast. It was 200 kilometers away. You got to drive there. And then he rose from the dead and he came and met the apostles and so on fishing. Remember, that was in Galilee. That's far away from Jerusalem where he was crucified. He was crucified in Jerusalem, which is a particular town. And there is an old Jerusalem like Jamestown. It used to be Accra. British Accra was Jamestown. But it has grown beyond that. So Jerusalem is far bigger, but there's the old town. It still has walls around it. So you clearly see this is Jerusalem, and it's high. So you see, and you can see the deep valley, the valley of Kidron Valley, and you can see there are hills all around, which they call mountains. They call hills mountains. So you say Mount Zion is just a hill. Yeah, they're just little hills. Everywhere is Mount something. You know, so when Jesus rose from the dead and he spoke to the disciples, he asked them to go to Jerusalem, to go and wait there. You know, so why didn't just wait on God in Galilee? Because Galilee is also a place, and we are all there. You know, because that was the main place where they were okay. You see, but there are differences in places. So sometimes you do well in a place, and sometimes you go to another place and you don't do well. Because you've gone out of the right place where you're supposed to be. All right? So there are places, as far as you are concerned, God is there. And so in your life, you need to find where you're supposed to be. Now, most of us are one plug in our thoughts. Like we are narrow-minded as to where we think God can bless us. All right, God can bless us. Most Ghanaians know only England, London, and America. These are the two places we know. Okay, but you will find a place called Rehoboth, Genesis 26. Genesis 26. All right, and he moved there. All right, Genesis 26. My Bible gonna work. I hope. Where's my Bible? Yeah. Genesis chapter 26. Are you with me? All right. And this one was Isaac, who kept on moving. Okay? And Isaac kept on moving, and he had a lot of quarrels until he found a place where they didn't quarrel with him. Okay? So in verse 21, it says, then they dug another well, all right, and they quarreled with him over that well. And he named it Sitnah. And he moved away from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he named it Rehoboth. For he said, at last the Lord has made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land. So everywhere he went, there was problem till he got to Rehoboth. So God had chosen Rehoboth as the place where he would have peace. It's sort of like being in a relationship and you have a quarrel. Then you leave the relationship, go to another one, and it's also another quarrel. And then you leave that relationship and go to another one. Then you have another quarrel. Then you go to another one. Then there is peace. And he said, oh, I'll call you Rehoboth. Because there is peace here. And where there is peace, the Lord is going to make me fruitful. All right? So if you are in a relationship and you are having a lot of quarrels and issues, accept that it's a sitna relationship. It's a sitna relationship. Now, if you like, go back to verse 20. The headsmen of Gerar quarreled with the headsmen of Isaac, saying, "The water is ours." So he named the well Esek. Do you see? Esek. Wow. Which means strife. So some of your relationships, they are Esek relationships. And they dug another well and they named it Sitna. Hey. And the Sitna relationship was also not working. It also means strife. It's like how you say quarrel, strife, anger, confusion, different words, that they are all meaning the same thing. And he moved away from there. So learn to move away from places where there's quarrel and strife to a place of peace. And where you have peace, God can make you fruitful. Okay? Now some of you, you are young. Take me as an older chimpanzee and I'm giving you advice. Do you understand? To younger chimpanzees. And because if you were a monkey, you could never hear advice. You never can be taught about anything. But you are not a monkey. So you should be able to listen. Why continue to struggle to be in a relationship where there is no happiness? Even in the relationship, there is no happiness. Huh? What about when the evil days come? If there's no happiness now, when the evil days come, what are you going to experience? Because there are evil days. The Bible says, remember your creator in the days of your youth before the evil days come. So there are days of life and days in this world which are not as happy as certain days. And the youthful days are happier than the older days. You may not know. You may think, I want to get a car. I want to have this. I want to have this. I want to have that. No. Bible says, remember your creator when you are young. These days are happy days. So if in these happy times, you can't be happy to see your beloved, but it's rather going to turn into a debate where you are discussing, a beloved must be submissive because you as a beloved, you must know you are going to be my wife. So if you are going to be my wife, you have to learn how to submit from now. And if you are not able to submit from now, I want you to know that this and that. And I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 5. I want to show you something there. Charlie, it's not the right relationship. Oh. You have started quoting scriptures at this stage to enforce your powers. No. You backed the wrong horse. There is somebody who is far more peaceful. Rehoboth. For you. But some of you, you are stubborn. Except you. But some of you are stubborn in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, except you. When I say except you, shout amen so that it will be. Hey! When you are told this person does not love you, you are insisting on marrying that person. Only to be very unhappy. You are forcing your way to marry that person. There's no point. No point. Believe. That's the difference. Amen. More people outside, find some chairs. Come on, I have benches. I can accommodate you right here. Come, I like you to be near me. Show them the way, brothers. Why should you come to church and be outside? No more quarreling. Amen.
Amen.
Now, back to two things. Just come quickly so you don't delay the service, please. Pick the chairs and come. powerful guys. Are you the guys who are doing the washing outside or what? Some of them. Okay. You sit down, sit down. I prefer you to come inside. So you listen to the word of God. Amen. Wow. I'm still waiting. I see the people at the back. I'm waiting. Keep walking to the front. All right. Now, this particular lesson is very important for a Ghanaian to listen to. Because Ghanaians are some of the most traveled people of the world. We are a bit like Jews. We can be found everywhere. I think our only challenges in this is Nigeria. Nigeria may outclass us when it comes to traveling, but Ghanaians are wild. Everywhere you go, you see we are there. We are like Jews. All right. So now, you must recognize and believe that there are places you will do well and there are places you will not do well. Now, when you don't have a passport which can cross a lot of borders, you will not understand this message very well. But when you can choose where you want to stay, do you see? Then you will see that you are having a big choice to make. You get it? So most of us, it's like visa is a breakthrough. It's a miracle. But you must still know that there are places, if you go and live there, you are not likely to ever become anything much in your life. Yes. So you must believe it. And you must also, this is where it's very important to be led by the Holy Spirit. You see, a Christian cannot, you cannot know what to do in life. You see, I never set out to prosper. It has never been a goal of mine. I've never intended to prosper or to be rich. That has never been my goal up till today. Do you understand? Or even to have a car or a house. I don't have such goals. My original goal was to just work for, serve God. That's my goal, still my goal. Do you see? Now, in following God, many things which I never thought were part of serving God, I have seen. I didn't even know. So I cannot claim that I know how to prosper. Or you don't get what I'm saying? Because if I try to tell you that I know how to prosper, that means that I've set out to try to prosper and it has worked. So I have the keys. But that is not true. If you ask me, I will say that following God is the great key to prosperity. Because the Lord is my shepherd. Then the next thing is what? I shall not want. So by following him, I've rather come to experience Psalm 23 verse 1, which is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So where he tells me to be, and where he leads me. What does he do? Verse 2. Verse 2 says, he makes me lie down. So you must, that's what I said, he can make you do something. That's why God likens us, when he's even likening us to animals, he doesn't liken us to monkeys. Because you can't make monkeys lie down. But sheep, you can make them lie down. And you can lead them. And you can't easily lead a pack of monkeys. You'll never be a pack of monkeys. So his leading me, you know, is rather what has led to the blessing and the flourishing that I am experiencing. And you are also going to experience. Because the child of a goat is a goat. And the child of an elephant is an elephant. Amen. So that flourishing and that prosper has not come because of business acumen or business intelligence or even leadership skills. What I have written is observations that I have made as I've been following him. Yes. As I followed him, he didn't allow me to borrow. He brought all the roads to borrow. I've rather come to see that not borrowing is one of the greatest keys to prosperity. And borrowing is one of the greatest keys to your eventual doom. That's what I've seen. But not that I knew it. But if you ask me what I've been doing, I've been trying to follow him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So that's why sometimes people ask me, what's the most important book? Sometimes I say, the most important may be the art of hearing, to hear his voice and to follow him and not follow just what you see. Oh, it looks good. I'm going for it. Oh, this looks good. I'm going for it. Oh, this looks wonderful. I'm going for it. Yesterday, I was watching a short film about Princess Diana. And she was 20 years old when she was marrying the prince. 20 years old. It everything looked fantastic. The Princess of Wales. I mean, and the man looked like the best ideal person. I'm going to marry the prince. I'm not going to marry somebody who is struggling as a mate of a trotro from Bodrasi to, what do you call it? Swedru. No! I'm marrying the prince. I'm going to be the princess. But it did not end. She had so many clothes. Girls like clothes. They said that her wardrobe was as wide as 10 houses, 10 terraced houses in England. No, that's what they were saying. There's plenty of headdresses. So many dresses that she had. 10 houses full of dresses. Yes. Houses, not cupboards. All of you girls like dresses, so don't be jealous. You get what I'm saying? You all like dresses. She had the ultimate. Millions of pounds and whatever. But it did not end in happiness. Because all that glitters is not gold per se. So following him, learning to be a good sheep. Look, after being born again, the most important ability you need to have is the ability to follow God. You know, and perhaps your first big test comes when you are choosing a beloved and then getting married. Those are the big tests. So, well, unfortunately, most people don't learn how to be led by the Spirit till after they are married. Then they say, you know, I should have been led by the Spirit. This thing I was doing. But that's your big test. Your big test of your wisdom is revealed when you choose your partner. Yes. Or you accept the person. When you say, yes, I do. That's your big test. Because that's going to determine a lot of things. Yes. Bible says Solomon loved many strange women. And they destroyed him. You will never love the wrong person. I said you will never love the wrong person. Let me hear a very screaming amen. So you need to listen carefully to what I'm saying. As a young person, because your tests are coming as a young person. You know something people call, when you are older, they say father or papa or daddy. Look, you become a father at a young age. A father is somebody who is giving birth to someone. Unfortunately, a lot of big things happen when you are young. Yeah, it's like a big things of your life. They happen when you are young. I mean, you are fertile when you are young. Fertile to be able to have a child. It happens when your sperm count is maximum when you are 25 years old. That's the highest. That's the peak. After that, it starts going down. Yes. Huh? Till it gets finished. Your ex. As a woman, your ex. Your ex are in you from the time you are born. They are on trays in your ovary. They are lying in trays. So you can imagine ex from the time you've been born. And that's why eggs have an expiry date. But they're supposed to. Ghana eggs don't have an expiry date, but they're supposed to have an expiry date. That it's expired. Until you break it, you see that it's turned into something else. You see that it's just there. But the eggs in every woman are sitting in the shelf like this. Every month, you release one. Every month, you release one. So if you wait too long, you see that the egg is changing away. Then when you give birth with it, you get some abnormality, that Down syndrome, or a person laughs a lot, or he very different features have come in the child. Hey! It will never happen to you as long as you are alive. In the name of Jesus. Hey! Look, let the church say amen. When you hear something, say amen with strength, because these are all prophetic words that are coming out. Yes. Yes. Are you listening? Yes. Sit down, sit down. So, unfortunately, the decision that you have to make as a young girl as to who to marry, it comes when you are so young. And that's the time you have to take momentous decisions. That's why I let Ida sing the song. All these songs that you hear, they are all talking to us. Are they not speaking to you? How many of you can see yourself in the song, some of the songs? You know. Because you see, the song is speaking to you, because as a young person, you have to listen. She has another one coming that you'll be amazed. Wow. Yeah. And you have to listen and follow. And one of the ways God leads you, especially when you're a young person, you are totally blind and deaf and dumb, is through a shepherd that God gives you. He says, I will send you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Amen. Amen. I will give you shepherds or pastors after my heart. Pastors who are the kind of pastors I want. And they will feed you with knowledge and understanding. So when you come to church, you are not just coming to hear shouting, but knowledge and understanding. For you to understand. Because as a young person, all these momentous decisions have to be taken, and you have to take it right. Sometimes when I see the young people, I see that my heart is beating for the young people. Hey, Lord, help these ones to do what is right. Hey, to marry. Yes. Sometimes you see a foolish girl. Somebody comes, I love you. Oh, get out. Look at your nose. Look at your eyes. Look at your hair. Look at your bottom is too big. Look at your eyes. Look at your nose. And you see them saying things. Laughing. Funny. But you don't know. You have become a fool. As a little, you are beautiful. Your body has developed faster than your mind. Faster. Your breasts have grown, your bottoms have grown, but your mind is as far behind the development. So if you don't accept the mind of the shepherd to lead you, and you use your infantile mind, what did I say? You use your infantile mind to take decisions, momentous decisions. Yes, that's where you see that you start going wrong very early. Now, some people don't realize how important all this is. But I'm saying to you that I have learned that he that has come to learn that not everywhere is the same. When I became a pastor, I could have gone to stay in Switzerland because that's where my mother is from. I could have gone to other countries, but it will not be the same. So, and there was nothing here. I just had a classroom with students from Ebenezer Secondary School and a couple of Collegonum boys and girls. That's all. All medical students and everybody left me. Everybody in my class who was even in the church, everyone left because they are all going to further their studies abroad. So here was I with a few Ebenezer. Do you know Ebenezer Secondary School? Ebenezer, it's a school in Mamprobi. It's a secondary school. Our first organist was from that school. I asked him, where are you from? I'm from Ebenezer Secondary. I said, come, do you know how to play? He said, no, I'll show you. I bought a Casio organ. And I showed him, there are different codes. And I said, I showed him 9.6. Play in the one that is 9.6. You just try him. And he was able to play, slowly. Yeah. I stayed in my classroom. That was the place. That's the place that God had chosen. That's Rehoboth. Yes. To bless me there. Alright. The room. Okay. So you must believe. Alright. And don't be one plug. I have to go to America. This beloved has proposed to me. He said he's going to the States. This one has proposed to me. He said he's going on a mission to Sierra Leone. I think I like the one who is going to the States. Is it not true? Yeah. Sierra Leone and States. Which one is better? All right. Now, let us. Sometimes you have to travel away from where you grew up to prosper because God has chosen somewhere else to bless you. Let me give you some examples. Abraham prospered. Genesis 13. When he traveled. And Abraham went out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. All right. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver. All right. Abraham was somebody whom God called, all right, and chose, and said, come out of these people. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Bible says, now the Lord had said to Abraham, go out of your country. Go out of your country. Go out, get thee out of your country. And from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. Why? Why? If you are God and you want to bless, why don't you just bless me here? What do you think? Why don't you just bless me here? But there are places that God wants to bless you. Now, many of us have rejected that calling. When God said, okay, go to Cote d'Ivoire. No, I don't want to go to Cote d'Ivoire. Go to Benin. No, I don't know Benin. Go to Togo. I don't know Togo. Go to Guinea. I don't want to go to Guinea. Go to America. Aha, okay, that's possible. And that may be the place where you are going to go down. So that's why I'm saying the art of following. And all the people who did well in the Bible, who were missionaries, whom God used, there were two things they did. They went where they were told to go. And they preached what they were told to preach. This is where you go, and this is what you preach. Always. This is where you go, this is what you preach. Jonah, go here and say to the people, all of you are going to die. What a bad message. But that is where he went. And that is what he preached. And everybody was converted, including the king, and including the animals and the cows. And everybody was converted in the city. Because that principle, this is where to go, and this is what to preach. They followed it all through the Bible. Jesus, anyone who God used, those principles were always followed. So what I'm saying is that, when God said, come out of your country, come out of these people, your relatives, I'm going to bless you. I said, my cousin is in Massachusetts and she has promised she's going to file for me. They are filing for me next year. They are filing for you. Oh yes, we applied for green card and she got it. So they are filing for me. They are filing for the whole family. It may be a good thing, but it may not be. I'm just saying that don't think that automatically all those who go to America are okay. It's not like that. Just ask yourself a question. Why don't they come often to visit us? Have you ever wondered why? They can't come. When you say come, they can't come. A lot of them cannot come. Not that they don't want to come. They can't. If they come, they will aggravate the financial crisis they are already in. Jacob prospered when he traveled to live with his uncle. Yes. And he said in Genesis 32 verse 9, he said, Lord, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have showed unto thy servant. For with my staff, you see, when I came across, I passed over this Jordan, but now I have become two bands. Genesis 32 verse 9 and 10. You see, God is saying here, Jacob, when I was coming, I was holding a stick. Now he was coming back across the same river. Two huge bands, herds and flocks, divided into two, were following him. And he said, Lord, when I crossed here the first time, I was holding a band. I also remember many times crossing particular rivers. Not a literal river, but I remember going to places in a certain way and going to the same place in a different way. Yes. There are times I've been abroad, nobody even could come and meet me at the airport. Nobody would come. Because all the people that I had there, they were all, some was working in a factory, some was doing this, some was doing this. Today is different. If I go, a whole lot of people can easily meet me if I want them to meet me. Yes, I've been met at different airports with large crowds, with banners and all kinds of people. My problem is rather that they shouldn't meet me. Yeah, but I remember going in one way, but it's different. Yes, with a staff I crossed. Now I've come back. You see, he traveled, and where he traveled, he was blessed. His mother told him, go to my brother. His mother told him, go here. That's one of the leadings of the spirit. Your father says, do this. Learn how to follow parents. Learn how to follow. Parents are not fools. Some of you, you are so young, you already have assumed that your parent is a fool. I don't understand how you can. And you are arguing. The way we know is your argument. The argument comes from pride. Anybody who argues with you is proud. Once there's more than 5 minutes meeting or talking, it shows you are proud. And you as a child are exhibiting pride. As a child, you are exhibiting and showing pride. I'm telling you, because you should be humble when your father is talking or your mother is talking or your pastor is talking. You should listen and stop arguing and stop having a meeting that goes for more than 3 minutes. Learn how to say, yes, I go, I will. Thank you for the advice. Hey, some meetings are too long, and that is how you are going to behave when you get married. Stubbornness and continuous arguments back and forth. You say something, the person will play a table tennis back to you. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. You say, I say, you say, I say, you say, I say, you say, I say, you say, I say. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Joseph became the prime minister when he traveled to Egypt. Of course, he didn't buy his ticket. He was sent as a slave. But I'm explaining to you that he would never have been a prime minister in Israel if the prime ministership was waiting for him in Egypt. Yes, the prime ministership was waiting for him in Egypt. He had to go to Egypt to find out that he's a prime minister. And of course, if you ask him to go, he wouldn't go. So they arrested him and carried him as a slave. That is why some of the things happen to us. We don't like them, but you see that circumstances are pushing us into certain things. Yeah, because if God tells you, you won't even listen to him. So Joseph, Bible says, and Judah said to his brethren, what profit if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come on, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Let not our hand be upon him, for he's our brother in our flesh. And his brothers were content. And there passed by Midianites a merchantman, and they drew and lifted Joseph out of the pit. And Joseph was happy, thinking that he's free and the whole bad experience is ending. But they sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. Now he was a slave. But you see, the way, and many Ghanaians, God has used many Ghanaians all over the world, but we went as economic refugees to Italy, to Germany, to Europe, England, everywhere. Yes. You see us on the tube biting sugar cane. Yes. Fantastic. But we were forced out of the nation. Nigerians too. Nigerians have been forced out of Nigeria by the conditions in Nigeria. It's not that they want to travel. Because a lot of countries, they don't travel. They don't go anywhere. They just stay there. But economic realities have carried them out. And the largest churches, many parts of the world, are by Nigerians. Yes, wonderful. So God has wrought his will by relocating people, whether you wanted it or not. And there are only places where God would bless you if you are there. Sometimes I look at people, when I send them as mission, I say, go here. Then you see them as if you don't like me. That is why you sent me here. Many of my bishops, when I sent them, they thought I didn't like. Bishop Sam is one. When I sent him to Tema, he was not happy. Most of them have prospered where I sent them. But many of them, when I was sending them, they were not happy. A lot of them. So go here. Say, oh, how? Go here. Say, oh, how? I said, oh, how? Me? They say, yes, you there. But people don't know that is the place. Look, remember this principle. This is where you go and this is what you preach. That thing, it is the cause of maximum success. Tonight we are having our wisdom impartation service at Sakumono. So when you come there tonight, you see we have a mini concert and an impartation service. But when you come there, you know, you see the pastor, the prophet, Professor Baden, he was happily in Kumasi. Happily ever after. And one day I called him in Takoradi. I said, move, you and your family, move to Accra. This is where you go. In this building here. You go and see what they have there now. This is where you go and this is what you preach. People are blessed. Abraham said, get up. Go out of your country. Go here. Don't be afraid of traveling. Don't only be led by crisis. Don't only be led by confusion and unhappiness. Don't only wait for economic crisis before you know that you have to move. Be open. I say learn it. And you see, ministry and obedience is very important when you are young. Look, it's when you are young that you have to take what type of decisions? Momentous. Say momentous. It's a new word for you. Say momentous. Momentous decisions. Yes. Wow. Are you still around?
Yes.
Now Pharaoh, after he met Joseph, he said, hey, I have set thee over the land of Egypt. Pharaoh took off his ring like this and put it on Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, which he would never have had in Canaan, where he came from. And put a gold chain. He was beginning to prosper. Gold chain, vesture. And he made him to ride in the second chariot. This is a car, modern day, the second best car of the whole world. You'll be riding in the best cars. And they cried before him. As he was going, they were shouting in front of him. Bow the knee, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt, including Potiphar, who was his boss. How can something like that be? It can only be when you go to the place where God has asked you to go. And many times, we will not go. So he will catch us and force us away. Hey! Are you listening?
Yes.
Momentous. Ruthie traveled from Moab to Bethlehem and became the prosperous wife of Boaz and the great-grandmother of David. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. Hey, Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. Don't tell me not to leave. Don't tell me not to leave you or to return from following after thee. Whither thou goest, I will go. Whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest, I will die there too. And there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left speaking. She stopped speaking to her. Stopped advising her. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And Salmon begat Booz of Rechab. And Booz begat Obed of Ruth. And Obed begat Isaac. And Jesse begat David the king. And David the king begat Solomon of her, that had been wife of Urias. So you see, Booz begat Obed of Ruth, and then Jesse, and so on. So Ruth became the famous, and her name was added to the Bible by insisting to her mother-in-law that, mother-in-law, I will not quarrel with you, as I'm some daughters-in-law, when they see you, mothers-in-law, they are not happy to see you. For me, I'm happy to see you. And where you are going, I want to see you still. I'm following you there. Those of you who are quarrelsome, you could never have been Ruth. Yes. Look, if you want to see the picture of your future, see the picture of what you are doing now. Some of you come to church, you see a certain girl, you don't talk to her. You pass by. One sister, I know one sister, she was in a relationship. When she broke up in the relationship, and she would come to church and she would see the brother, not necessarily here, she'll see the brother leading worship or whatever, she'll look at him. Then she'll walk out. Wow. Look at your attitude. Quarreling all over the place. Eh? Onale sweet. Onale sweet. That means you see her sweet, but it's not sweet. All over the place, quarreling here and there. That is the same thing you are going to do to your mother-in-law when you come. You'll be telling your husband, you always do this for your mother. And what about my mother? And you say, your mother, you say, you always go to my mother, your mother, and my mother, your mother. Da, 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 da. And a house help, no house help can stay with you. You always fight with them. Karate, this, that, you slap it. You punish them with food. You will not eat. You will not eat in the evening. You eat only tomorrow. This and that. Wow, you wear rags. You'll be a ragamuffin in this house. That's how you are. And you see it in the small relationships and powers that you have today. Listen to me, my friend. You can see Ruthie. She said, I'm going. And she traveled all the way to Israel. That was it. While she was in Israel, then she met Boaz. In fact, the Boaz that she met, her mother-in-law told her, go and sleep here for them to see you. It's called initiation. It's called what? Initiation. She followed advice. Go and lie here like this. They will spot you. Yes. One day I had one of my first love members. And I asked her, how old are you? When she told me, I told her, okay, go to this church and be there. She said, why? I said, go to that church. Lighthouse Church. She went. She was crying, mother, you know, I do that, mother. Now she has been sending me message about her wedding day, that her wedding is coming up on this day and on this day. Will I be there? I said, of course I'll be there. I sent you on a mission. I told you where to go. Because when I look in the first half, I said, no, your type is not in the church. It's called initiation. Wow. Paul, the apostle, became a great missionary because he traveled far from his home. Bible says they ministered and fasted and they separated them. And they sent forth, went, sailed to Cyprus in Acts 13, verse 2. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues. Jesus Christ became a great miracle healing Jesus because he traveled from Bethlehem to Galilee. Bethlehem, there was no breakthrough. When he was in Bethlehem, Mark chapter 6, the people look at him and they say, but look, Charlie, we know you. We know you. We know your mother. We know your father. We know your background. You are from Sempe. You are from Mamprobi. And you want to speak accent on us now. No. So Jesus, Mark 6, the Bible says, these are the questions they ask you when you are at the wrong place. Is this not a carpenter? They'll start taking your bag. They'll start tearing you to pieces. I mean, they went into the detail of his background. They mentioned the names of his relatives. James. James has come up again. Joseph. Judah. Simon. Are not his sisters with us? And they were offended at him. Wow. This is the wrong place for your ministry. So Jesus traveled away from these people. All right? And he responded to them. In verse 5, the Bible says, he could dare not do any mighty work. So in Luke chapter 4, he responds to these people. And he says, you will surely say to me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do it here. Also in thy country. And verily he said, no prophet is accepted in his own home. And there he went away and he went to other places. Now you will see, Bible says in Bethsaida and Chorazin, where his mighty miracles were done. Jesus did mighty, mighty miracles in Bethsaida and Chorazin and certain towns. You see, and that's where the Bible says mighty, mighty miracles were done. And not miracles were not done everywhere. You see, miracles cannot happen everywhere. Your ministry cannot flourish everywhere. Your life cannot flourish everywhere. Chorazin, Bethsaida, if these people can find it, you'll find it. You see, miracles cannot flourish everywhere. Great things do not happen everywhere. In my ministry, I've seen great things in certain places. Other places I didn't see as great things. Yeah? It's not everywhere that is the same. Most of the time, when you see the pictures, you are seeing the best. He began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his great miracles, mighty works. You see, his mighty works were done in particular cities. So if you never get to those cities, woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida. Huh. You see, these are the places. If the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented. You see, so that verse 20 of this says, he began to upbraid or rebuke the cities where the mighty works were done. So the mighty works of your life, the mighty works of prosperity, the mighty works of your blessing is not in every city. Even Jesus did not have mighty works in every single place he went. So your life is not destined to prosper in every single spot, but in the places that God has chosen for you. That is why when Jesus did miracles, they would ask him and they said, stay here. And he said, no, I must go to the next town. I have other sheep. So he kept moving. He kept moving. If I have not moved to start Iron Sharpeneth Iron, I would have been the most discouraged pastor, maybe in Ghana by now. the mighty and wonderful teachings that we have in this church. Wonderful books and teachings. Eh? At a point, I wonder, is it a good thing? I was right in this school when I preached mega church. 25 reasons why you should have a mega church. Later on, I wrote a book with it. People will be looking at you sleepily, yawning. It's like we are tired of your points. And then one day, I went to Korea. Being an African, we are not many Africans there. I'm one of the only Africans on that board. A lot of people on the board, but I was one of the only, not one of the only, well, two or three of us. We usually don't get opportunity to speak. But an American who was supposed to speak was sick. Got sick with kidney stones. And they called me and they said, "We want you to speak. Can you speak as an impromptu?" I said, "When?" They said, "At the prayer mountain." I said, "I can. If you want me to, I can." I said, "Okay." So when I was, what shall I preach? And the Holy Spirit whispered to me, "The same old message that they're sleeping on you, the 25 reasons why you must have a mega church, I should preach it." You see, and when I preach it in Korea, from that moment up till today, I have been invited. It's been almost about 20 years. Every year, I've been invited to speak. And other Africans are not asked to speak. And most we are, let's say the board, we may be about 100, but only about 6 of us speak every year. Yes, every year. After the people came to me with complimentary card, I would like to invite you. Okay, like that. Up till today. I receive an invitation. Malaysia, can you come? Singapore, can you come? Philippines, can you come? Here, can you come? All through that, just that day of preaching that, the people were sleeping. 25 reasons. Number one, we have more laborers. Number two, you have more souls. Number three, we have more workers. Number four, we have more prayer. Number five, you have more beloveds. Number six, you have more marriage. Number seven, they're looking at. When I preached there, they were clapping. They were so happy. Different countries. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, sometimes if you don't move, you will die at the place in sorrow, thinking that you were not even called. I went to the ends of the earth, flew on different types of aeroplanes, different countries. I remember Argentina. When I went, they said, church on Sunday. They said, there's no church in the morning. We don't wake up early in this country. We have church in the afternoon. Nobody can come to church in the morning. I said, wow. I said, yes, it's in the afternoon and the evening. Buenos Aires. Yeah. Nobody come to church in the morning. We come in the afternoon. In the morning, we rest. It's Sunday. I said, wow. There. It was as though there was fire coming out of my fingers. It's true. I lost even my watch. The people screaming and holding me. Yeah. They followed me even on my way to the car. They followed me. Group of them followed me. Came on the street. Pray for I touched them. All of them fell on the road. And I just continued going straight on. Yes. You continue staying at the place where they are yawning and where you are not appreciated. Not knowing that there are places that God has ordained for you. But most of the time, unless he puts you in, what is that thing called? Handcuffs and carries you, you will not go. Yes. I can't remember any missionary that I have sent who was not happy to go when they were there, when they finally got there. Almost everybody, maybe one from another era. Yes. Are you still here? I'm explaining to you that prosperity and he that hath, it depends also on where you are. And physically also, it may be because you are near certain things when you are in a certain country. Yeah. There are people who go out of Ghana and they backslidden completely. Totally. Totally. Amen. Now, there are times when God wants you to stay. Don't go anywhere. Genesis 26. There was a famine in the land, verse 1. And beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go into Egypt. You see, everybody was going to Egypt for food. Don't go. Dwell in the land I shall tell thee of. Amen. Amen. Dwell in the land I shall tell thee of. Stay. And the Lord appeared to him, don't go to Egypt. Stay in the land. Verse 2. I will bless you. I will multiply your descendants. Verse 4. Keep my commandments. Verse 6. So Isaac lived in Gerar. He didn't go. And when the men of the place asked of his wife, said, she's my sister, and so on. Then verse 12. Now Isaac sowed in the land where God told him to stay. He didn't go, and he stayed, and he sowed in the land. And he reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. You see, prosperity comes from following God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, he reaped 100-fold in the land. Look, that's not a small thing. To get a 100-fold return. Those of you who have not done farming, the few cows that I have, I've come to respect farmers. Because I've been rearing these cows from the number 10, about 20 years there, and that's about 14 now. So it's not easy to increase. When I read the Bible, I understand it better. I recently got about 5 goats. And when I traveled and I came, they told me that 4 of them are dead. Yeah. It's not easy for the 5 goats to go 100-fold. That's 500 goats. 500 goats. 100-fold. 5 goats to 500 goats. Rather, it came from 5. I think there were 6. How many? 6. And it has become 2. Yeah. If it had increased 100-fold, I'd have had 600 goats. Everybody's birthday, I'll give you a goat. When it's your birthday, I'll give you a goat. Praise, I think it can happen. All my first love children, I'll give you a goat on your birthday. Go and celebrate. Go and celebrate with your friends. Pray for my goats to increase from 2 to 200. In Jesus' name. Now look, and the Lord blessed him. Look at verse 13. By following God, the Lord blessed him. Verse 13. And the man waxed great. He became great. You will be great. Amen. I said you will be great. Amen. By following God. You see, it's not about staying here or there. But by following God. If he says here, it's good. If he says there, it's good. Nobody should have too much of affection for one place. So, as for me, I love Nigeria. As for me, I love Ghana. As for me, I love London. As for me, I love America. As for me, I love... No, 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 no. I love where God wants me to be. That's where I love. Nowhere... Look, once God is there, that place is heaven. Where the head is, the quarters of the head is the headquarters. That's the best place to be. It's not about the physical place. I am as happy in this cafeteria and this dining hall as in the Kodesh. I feel even happier. It is not about where the place is beautiful, this air conditioner, here there is this. It is where the Lord is that is nice. It's not about a place. And people are fixated on places. That's why you can't prosper. You are fixated. Look, he said the man became great and went forward. And grew until he became very great. Look, if you read, he said he told the Jews. You see, blessings, it comes from God. Greatness is decided by God. And once you start to follow him, if he's making you great, there's nothing you can do about it. Jews, when he said, I'll bless you, your children. Jews today, the CEO of Microsoft is a Jew. Microsoft, Oracle, the biggest software company, is a Jew. Facebook, the founder, is a Jew. They may even say they don't believe. They are all Jews. JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, all the banks, everybody is a Jew. They are all Jews. You can't do anything about it. They've killed them. They would have been 6 million more. They've killed them, crushed them, quenched them. If there's a blessing on you, it makes you wax great. Look, he wax great. God said, don't go here. Stay here. Okay. He wax great. He went forward. And then he grew until he became very great. Greatness comes from God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Greatness. It's from God. That's why I say, out of hearing, learn to follow God. Learn to trust God. Don't be fixated. Oh, America will make me great. England will make me great. Germany will make me great. This bank will make me great. Tigo will make me great. MTN will make me great. It's not true. It's not true. I've seen people who I offered. I said, come work in the church. Oh, I know that. I'm going to, I'll call you back. Yeah. No. Last week I was talking to somebody. She had a tragedy in her life. And I was just reminiscing over what had happened. Then she stopped. She said, Bishop, I will not be here. I would not be here if it had not happened. I will not be here. I would not be here. She said, then she even mentioned, she said, I would have been like this or like this. It's okay. You know, sometimes God cannot get you to do anything. Okay, cannot get you to come until something happens. He said, I will not be here. He said, the man waxed great. Wax is an old word. Like, it means grow, like became. Became great, powerful. And then he went forward. You go forward.
Amen.
Ish. Going forward is not easy. Like, you see that you finish school. It's been 9 years still. You don't have a car. You don't have anywhere to stay. Just as it was when you were a student. You've not gone forward. You've not gone forward. I have gone forward because I can see that. Look, I can point to certain things. One thing I can point to. When I used to buy Kiliwili from the roadside, I knew the Kiliwili. Do they still sell Kiliwili in town? I knew the Kiliwili sellers who count it. And those Kiliwili sellers, I don't like them at all. They count. They count. Two, 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 two. Ah! Today, by the grace of God, it doesn't matter whether you count or you don't count. I can buy the whole thing. Yes, I can buy the whole, whatever is in your palm, bring it. I have gone forward. At least in the realm of Kiliwili, I've gone forward. I see you moving forward in Jesus' name. But I want you to see, interesting, how to go forward. Follow God. Don't follow a country. Don't follow a physical place. Don't follow a physical job. I remember some car companies when we started the church. Lighthouse was in an old office in a polygonal uncompleted building. And they said, where do you work? I don't want to mention the company. We are so and so. Wow. Fantastic. They sell these posh cars. Today that company does not even exist. It does not even exist. Oh yes. They don't even exist. Do not make yourself fixated to places. Rather, see, this is the place God has chosen for me. Yes, and when you are there, you will do well. Look, let us accept the things that are happening in the world is by blessings. Think about it. Jews, why should they have all these people? Almost every top bank. You just Google and you see the top supermarkets in America, all founded by Jews. Macy's, Sears, Walmart, they're all founded by Jews. They're big shops. Why? He said, Isaac went, the man worked great. And then he went forward. And then he grew. Until he became very great. It's from God. I mean, don't talk to me about business. Talk to me about God. Yes. Talk to me about being led by God. God should lead me to where he wants. If he puts me in this jungle, I'll be in the jungle, and you see that I'll be great in the jungle. You will come for honeymoon in the jungle to see, to visit me there. You see that your honeymoon destination is my jungle. Yeah. All these cars, the first car was invented by a Jew. First car in the world propelled by a fuel engine, invented by a Jew. Mercedes-Benz by a Jew. VW by a Jew. Hitler wiped out the history, but you can't wipe it out. All these things are by Jews. I mean, it's like if there's a blessing, it's incredible the way it works out. You can't understand how or why. Yeah. Whatever keeps you bound in your head to traditional thoughts that this place is the only place that God can bless me, I cancel it today in Jesus' name. You are going to become great. You are going to move forward and become very great in your life. Yes. Sit down. Some of you have in mind, when I marry this man, I'll be okay. You try to assess him. Don't do that. Follow God. Before I end this short sermon, I like to tell this story of two donkeys who were very thirsty. And they got to a crossroads of their life. One donkey, very thirsty. He got to a crossroads of his life. And he had to go right or left. So the donkey decided to pray whether to go right or left. And he bowed down his head to pray. Lord, show me whether I should go right or left. So as he was closing the eye, the right eye saw some barrels of water on the right. As he was closing, he said, Father, show me right or left. In Jesus' name, amen. As soon as the donkey finished praying, where did he go? Right. When he went there, right there, the butcher was waiting for him with the, what do you call it? Today is your last day. I've been looking for meat for my zoo. Yes. You see, there may look like there's water there, but there's death there. You will never go to your death. Decide, I'm going to learn how to follow God. And by the way, the easy way to learn to follow God, listen to the messages. As you keep listening, God will speak to you. How many realize that God speaks? Even the songs, you see that he's spoken to me. When Ida was singing this song in Guyana and some of those places, you see the people, they were crying, they were weeping. When she got to the father, you tell them, you see, you, if you are looking out for me, you find me. One of them stood up and said, you see me in the church. She was wild. She grew wild. She grew wild during the song. She couldn't control herself. I said, you tell that guy. Tell him where you find me. You find me in the church. The songs speak. Yeah. The songs speak. The messages speak. They are guiding. Believe the messages. What again do you want to hear? What again do you want to hear? Believe the words. Believe the messages that are coming to you. Don't be like somebody who does mathematics. You see the examples. I'll give testimony. You do the examples. Still, when you go, you can't do. You can't do. You've done examples. A man was driving at 30 kilometers per hour and he drove for 20 minutes. How far did he drive? You do it. How far did he drive? When you go inside, they'll say, a man was driving at 25 kilometers per hour and he drove for 60 minutes. How far did he drive? You did the first one in the house, 30 kilometers per hour for 20 minutes. You got it. You couldn't do it when the real exam came. As I'm preaching to you and I'm giving you testimonies, they are examples for your math test. So when your time comes, you know that thing that he gave, it was an example just for you, like this story. Some people are going to have to take momentous decisions of your life very soon. It's coming just now. Some of you marry, some of you where you will stay, courses you will do, countries you will go, places you will stay, whether you will be missionary, what you will do. Those are the momentous decisions. That's what's going to determine everything. And you need to hear God is speaking to me. Follow that one more than your feeling. Oh, the guy is a nice guy. I like the way he speaks. Hi, baby. Look, the guys who don't know how to rap, they are the faithful guys. Who they don't know how to rap you. They don't know how to rap anybody else. Those who know how to rap you, they know how to rap everybody. And it is experience they are using to rap you. The experience they have gathered over the years, that's what they are using to rap you. So, hi, baby. Wow. Were you created or were you crafted? I see you going forward. You are going forward. I see you becoming great. And I see you becoming very great. How can this be? Only by the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Start entering into the blessing of the Lord by following the guidance you read from your Bible and the guidance you are getting as your pastor is speaking, and learn how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Like, maybe you are going to enter a relationship. I don't feel any peace about it. If you read my book, The Art of Hearing, there's a chapter on peace, the umpire. Go and get the book and read it. Peace, the umpire. So, I don't feel peace about this relationship. You are a nice guy. You are a beautiful person. You are this, you are that, but I don't feel peace. Even the face that my pastor had when he looked at me, that face is enough to let me know that something is wrong. That face, the day I saw that face, I said no. I saw his face, I said no. When I asked him, he will never answer me, but the face is enough. It's over. Goodbye. Yes. You will never go wrong. Those at the back, you will go wrong, isn't it? I said you will never go wrong. I said you will never go wrong. 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 The Lord is your shepherd. God is guiding you. God is guiding you. Marriage will be a joy for you. Your work will be a joy for you. Your ministry will be a joy for you. God will make you great. God will make you very great. Very, very great. And the blessing of the Lord will be on your life. In Jesus' name. Whatever mistakes your fathers have made, I exempt you from that mistake today in Jesus' name. Whatever mistake your mother made, if your mother is a quarrelsome woman, you will not be quarrelsome in Jesus' name. Whatever mistake your father made in this world, when he came to this world, today I declare you will not make that mistake in Jesus' name. Whatever curse is following your family, today I declare the blessing of the Lord overrides that curse. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift your hands. The Lord is my shepherd. 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 I shall not want in this world. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Lift your hand and ask God for superior, supernatural wisdom of guidance for your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for your blessing. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your help. Thanks for your grace. Thanks for your guidance. Very great. Great and very great. Great and very great. There are two groups here. I said there are two groups here. There are two groups here. Great and very great. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Great and very great. Great and very great. Great and very great. Great and very great. Receive it in Jesus' name. There are two groups here. Great and very great. Great and very great. Great and very great. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Thanks, Lord, for your healing, your blessing, and your power. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hand on your head. Father, whatever momentous decision awaits us in our youth, let the spirit of wisdom and guidance, the spirit of the shepherd, enter into everybody. Guide us, O Lord, into the right places. in our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whatever momentous decision there is in your life, where to live, where to go, what to do, who to be with, receive divine impartations of wisdom to know what to do and where to go. You will never be confused after this morning service. You will never be uncertain again in Jesus' name. You will never be confused again in the name of Jesus. God is giving you divine impartation of divine wisdom. You will go in the right direction. It will go forward. You will become great, and you will become very great too. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing upon our lives. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. Whoever you are standing here, maybe somebody invited you to church, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Listen, you can never be blessed. The first blessing is to know Jesus. Until you know Jesus as your Savior, you are not a blessed person. If you are here today, I want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to God. Maybe somebody invited you here, but you are saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ today. Please help me. Please pray with me. I want to know God today. I don't want to go to hell. If you are here like that, and you decided that today I want Jesus, then raise your right hand up high like this. God bless you. Just your right hand. Father, I thank you for wonderful salvations today. Yes. There is somebody here. Somebody invited you, but deep down in your heart, you are going to go to hell and you know it. Unless you turn around today, you cannot be saved. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but he loses his soul? Your soul is the first and most important point of your life. If you are here today, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Lift your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. I see all your hands. If you've lifted your hand, come to me quickly. Come quickly to the front.
Come running. Come running. Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus
is calling.
His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to that mercy seat. Come on.
Lift your hands up. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Today is my day. I give my life to you. I'm sorry for all my wicked ways. Today, I humble myself. I receive Jesus Christ as my master, as my savior, and as my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Now lift your right hand. Say after me, Satan. Satan. Today, you have lost the battle. You have lost the battle for my soul. From today, I belong to Jesus. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. I love you. And I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books. Give to them. Give to them. How You Can Become a Strong Christian. That is a blessing. How many want to be? Give me one. How many want to be strong Christians? Wow. This is a blessing for you. This today marks a turning point in your life. Amen. And from this Sunday, I want to see you in church. Because you know why? There are devils waiting for you outside. As soon as this service is over, they are coming for you. But you are escaping by the power of God in Jesus' name. And you are going to serve God all the days of your life. So when we close, we are going to stand at the staircase over here. All of you, one, two, all of you here, come to that staircase. We are going to talk to you. If you don't see me, don't go home. Okay? Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seats.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.